This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 670 The Score. It is Inside the Clubhouse. And time now to speak to the manager of the Chicago White Sox, Bruce.
Indeed. We welcome in Ricky Renteria to Inside the Clubhouse on a Saturday morning from the desert. Ricky, thanks for taking some time out today.
You got it. You're welcome.
Well, let's get to the big news. You can talk about it now because the White Sox announced yesterday that Eloy Jimenez is signed to a long-term deal, 6 years, $43 million, chance to make $77.8 million. More importantly, Ricky, for you and your team, a new guy to be able to start the season with and hopefully a guy that this team's going to be able to build around over the next few years.
Certainly, we're very excited about it. You know, obviously he becomes a big part of who we are, and you're right. You know, hopefully one of the pieces that we build around, and I think everybody's been looking forward to this young man's appearance with the Chicago White Sox, and fortunately, you know, it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
You know that I'm sorry, Matt.
Go ahead.
You had the intel that we didn't have when we watched him go 4-for-27 this spring. That this contract that's been talked about for months may have been just a little bit of a distraction for the young man, and that you know, everything you saw in BP and the way he went about his work was fine.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too concerned about anything that was going on with him on the field. I knew that, you know, when we sent him out, one of the things that we didn't want him to do was just get his timing back, and obviously, you know, there might have been some things on his mind. But we knew that it would ultimately settle down whenever that would be. And, you know, again, for what's occurred now, I mean, we're happy for the young man and we're happy for us as a Chicago White Sox that he's going to be able to, you know, continue to experience and grow at the major league level with us.
You know, you've seen a ton of very good young prospects hit the major leagues in your time as manager and coach in different places, Rick, and especially Latin players. It seems like Eloy, with his grasp and his desire to grasp the language, his aggressiveness in trying to be comfortable, and just his personality, he seems very equipped to hit the ground running as a major leaguer. Do you agree?
That's very accurate. He's taken on all aspects of major league life and quite frankly, assimilating into, you know, our culture, you know, the ability to be able to speak both of his languages, you know, English and Spanish, being able to stay very focused. He's actually extremely mature, I mean, in all aspects. And so that's part of probably why it's easy for him to try to grasp and expand his ability to be able to communicate in both languages. He's very routine oriented. He's gonna be a tremendous asset to the organization here now and for the near future.
So, Matt, in about an hour, they're going to have Eloy and Rick Hahn talk about the new contract. But an hour and a half from now, Ricky Renteria is going to give us reporters his final list of his rotation. And it's not like I haven't asked every day, right, Ricky?
You have. You've done your due diligence.
And you've been really patient by just telling me to go, you know, off into the woods somewhere.
You guys have a job to do, and I get it. And I try to be as respectful as I can. You guys are actually very easy to work with. Thank you for that.
Ricky, we know that your opening day starter is Carlos.
Yes.
And you told us yesterday that you know, your next day pitcher is going to be Lopez. So you know, you're only going to need four, so we have to figure out either Giolito or Nova. I'm going Nova Giolito. Do I have a chance to win on that bet?
Well, you're still 50-50, so later on when I let you know, we'll see where we're at.
I know you don't want to scoop the other reporters, but you won't need a fifth starter for a while, right?
Well, you know, the way the schedule sets up and the days off that we have, we still have a little window to be able to, you know, put ourselves in a position to settle that last spot. So we have our guys that have been doing very, very well this spring. And, you know, we're going to give ourselves a little bit of opportunity to be able to make that decision a little bit later.
I want to ask you about Tim Anderson, who I thought was very impressive as a player last year in his evolution defensively, and really as a talker and just as a person, showing a maturity through last year and this offseason. And I know Jose Abreu has played a big leadership role while he's been there, and this is his final year under contract. But where do you see Tim Anderson in terms of a personality as fitting in with your bunch this year and moving forward?
You know, Timmy, I love Timmy. You know, he's got both an edge and he's got a soft quality to him. He is a White Sox through and through. When you listen to him talk, he defends us as good as anybody. I think that he has matured. I think there are still things in his game that he continue to mature. He's been working extremely hard over the course of this spring. You know, we put him up in the two slot today, just give him a few more at-bats. He's been squaring up the ball pretty well and hasn't had a lot of love from it, but he's going to continue to be a big part of who we are and is a big part of who we are. So we're happy to have him. And in terms of Pito, you know, he's been a voice in that clubhouse a lot more by example than having to be vocal, but he's been a little bit more vocal this spring, you know, sharing some thoughts. We have quite a few guys in there now that are – starting to open up and share some of the thoughts that they have with their teammates, which is what we've been looking for. You know, at the end of the day, the players are the ones that own everything that goes on in there and what goes on in between the lines. You know, we try to establish a particular type of structure and an idea of how to go about doing things, but the game is the players, and we want them to be able to, you know, deal with each other with the good and the bad and be the ones that enforce many of the things that go on between the lines. And again, make no mistake, if there are things that I have to handle, I will handle them. But we ultimately want the players to be able to deal with a lot of the things that are going on. And I think Timmy and Pito and Sanchi and some of the other guys that have been on the club here now for the last few years are starting to do that.
That's the voice of Ricky Renteria, the manager of the Chicago White Sox. This is Inside the Clubhouse with Levine and Spiegel. We're here for you 52 weeks a year from 9 to 11, talking baseball Chicago style. Ricky, you were summoned by the Cubs to clean some things up and get some young players going in 2014. It worked out perfectly. The last 50 games of your tenure, the Cubs were over 500. Rizzo and Castro had resurgent years. Everything went well. You're now third year here with the Chicago White Sox and the rebuild. Are there any things you can compare and contrast to the two rebuilds as you go into your third year of full rebuild with the White Sox?
That's an interesting question. I happened to get in on the back side of that, so you got to give a lot of the guys that were there, as I've done in the past, a lot of the credit for all the bumps and the bruises that they sustained while they were there, you know, bringing those guys along. I think we're in the third year of all the changes that have been occurring. I think we're moving in a positive direction. I know it may not seem like it, but there are a lot of good things happening here, and the pieces are starting to come together. I think that when you allow talent to, you know, display itself, I think when they come together and understand the importance of the things that they need to do to help them compete, things fall into place. And so combining talent and execution is a beautiful thing, and I think we have talent. I think more talent is coming. When all those things come to, you know, together and it comes to fruition, I think we're going to be okay. So I know you're asking me about where I was at with them. I came out on the backside, so I couldn't really speak too much of what was going on before.
Yeah, but did your job.
You know, so right now we're happy where we're at. We're glad again for the addition of Eloy. You know, we've had a lot of guys that have been, you know, towing the line and trying to show everybody the way to go, and we're happy for all those guys that we've had. Because a lot of people are responsible for the positive things that are going to be happening moving forward. A lot of the players that have been coming through here in the past 2 years are also a part of that building that we've had, and they've been exerting a lot of good energy and helping us through the process. So it's not just myself. It's the coaching staff. It's the players that have been on this team, you know, sharing a lot of thoughts and information with a lot of young players that are coming through there. Now we're starting to get some of these younger guys joining us. Now they're going to be able to get through the experience of actually playing at the major league level. They'll hit some bumps and bruises, but I think that all in all, we're in a good place.
This hour on 670 The Score is brought to you by Continental Toyota. Looking to buy a new or pre-owned Toyota today? Visit Continental Toyota on LaGrange Road at I-55 or ContinentalToyota.com. Rick Renteria, White Sox manager, with us. Very interested to watch Yoan Moncada again this year. Caught looking 85 times last year. It's counterintuitive because patience is such a virtue, but does he need to be more aggressive and show the league, umpires and pitchers alike, that he can hit lasers all over the field, and then maybe the respect that he's expecting will come?
Well, I think a lot of the things that Trick, our hitting coach, has been talking to him about is being able to take advantage, you know, earlier in counts, to use that ability to put the bat on the ball. I think in terms of the caught looking, I think there are certain situations in which we might want him to be a little bit more apt to put the bat on the ball, especially, you know, RBI type situations, infield back. I know we've talked about that a lot. There are a lot of little things that can create productive outs, and some of those are the situations which we want him to be able to do that. Also, I mean, just fighting off pitches, grinding a pitcher to an extra pitch or two helps. You know, a productive out can still be had in a strikeout. It just depends on how you get to it. I mean, an 11 pitch strikeout, as much as you may not get the result that you want and the outcome, you actually have ground a pitcher to throw a few more pitches than you might have otherwise done, and he's that type of guy, and we want him to be able to do that a little bit more consistently.
Winning a bullpen spot still out there for your team as we close out spring training here, Ricky. How many left-handers would you like to have? I know you'd prefer just saying, well, I got guys that can get lefties and righties out. I don't care if they're left-handed, but it's still – it's still a left-hander's game, isn't it? You know, you need to get those big left-handers out at the end of a ball game, and is that where a Fry or Freer comes in?
Absolutely. I think both these guys have shown well. I think, last year we had three lefties toward the end of the season, and it served us very, very well. I mean, it was, you know, we could do quite a bit. I know, people would talk about how we would, you know, just face a couple guys and then we'd bring in our lefty, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But for the most part, I think the Freer and Fry are excellent pieces. You know, we had Bum in camp and he's continued to develop. Those lefties are important for us. And you mentioned Freer and Fry, and both of them are good pieces. And, you know, as we continue the next few days of the spring, we'll see where it all shakes out, and hopefully we can have a few of them on board.
Rick, Lucas Giolito, what do you expect him to be working on during the course of the year? It was great to see him make so many starts and throw so many innings and be healthy, but what's he going to be working on?
Yeah, no, it's fastball command. And as Coop says, it's getting ahead of a hitter and then finishing him. I mean, he's getting ahead quite a bit. He's got to continue to trust the stuff that he has. I mean, he's been up to 96 miles an hour this spring. His breaking ball has had some really good sharpness, his off speed, you know, has been really good, had some depth. So it's a matter of just trusting the stuff that he has and putting hitters away. That's the biggest thing. Strike one, command the secondary pitches, and then don't let them get off the hook.
Yeah, one of our good friends who's a top scout in baseball, Ricky, said he's got four good pitches. Unfortunately, he hasn't commanded all four yet. Once he does, he could be one of the top pitchers in the league.
No question about it. I think he's still a young man, and I think he understands that. I think that, all the experiences in terms of what might be considered failures are not lost. They are gained pieces of knowledge that they can use, and they have to start, you know, as we move forward, continuing to trust and gain momentum and use it to their advantage in order to be effective.
Ricky, thanks so much for your time. Matt and I really appreciate you joining us in Inside the Clubhouse. Thanks for all the patience and the knowledge that you share daily down here in spring training as well.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Thank you. Ricky Renteria, the manager of the Chicago White Sox, live from Arizona.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.